Who's ready for an awesome day?
Oh, hey, ladies. Awesome day, huh?
Awesome.
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 Alrighty, have a super awesome day.
Oh, great. Awesome.
It's awesome. It's super awesome.
It's an enriching experience.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
God bless the Nail City Jeep Club and all the people who came out Sunday to that Thomas Auto Center with that guy. What's his first name again?
Robert Thomas.
Is that the guy with the Hulk Hogan mustache?
Yes.
Okay, that guy. All right. And all the people there was fantastic. We're going to be talking about that. Also, we've got Lou Vargo with the latest regarding the flood victims and what exactly is going on now with FEMA. Get an update there. Lots of really interesting news regarding Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, including a disturbing statements that she made about FEMA, and that apparently we were impatient. You and I and everybody else here in the Valley was kind of impatient, and shame on us. We'll be talking about that as well. Also, Hulk Hogan, he converted to Christianity. At least that's what he said. And then, of course, he's passed away recently. And I'm just wondering, and I don't have an answer for this. I'm going to need your help, you, my dear listeners. Do you think that was all an act? Do you think that was all an act? So we'll be talking about that as well, and so much more. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. So yesterday, you can see the show. You can see our special guest from the Nail City Jeep Club, Dave McLeod, and he is the president of the club. How long have you been president of the club?
Oh, 2 years, probably.
All right, fine. So he's a new guy with this. But he and we had Jennifer on. Did you see Jennifer last week?
I did.
Didn't she look great?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And all the ink on her, all the tattoos. That's amazing. Jeez. Who was the big burly guy with the other tattoos? It was like her
bodyguard.
That's
her husband.
Really? Yeah, no one's going to be touching her, let me tell you, except him. Anyway, so it was a great time. So let's get started. So yesterday, Sunday, a very, very big deal event at Thomas Auto Center at the mall. And Dave McLeod is our very special guest here. So talk with me, Dave. What exactly happened yesterday?
So on about a week and a half's notice, we'd talked about it for a couple of weeks and trying to figure out how we could do something for the victims of the flood. And in about a week and a half, we started putting things together and talked to Thomas's and a couple other people in the group, got things rolling and made some phone calls, and it just all came together, and we started advertising through your show. You shared on Facebook and many other different places. Other people shared.
I was shameless.
So yesterday,
most of mine is what counted, though. I mean, yes, others shared, but let's give all the credit where it's due, okay, Dave? Jeez.
But anyway, we probably had between 35 and 40 vehicles there.
Great turnout.
Bikes, cars, and Jeeps, of course, and
ducks. Lots of ducks.
There was ducks everywhere. People giving ducks.
God, ducks all over the place. There on the dashboards, everywhere on the handles. Oh my word!
And so we suggested a donation of $20 a vehicle, and I was overwhelmed
for the flood. But
everything we got, we did a 50-50. Thomas's was giving hot dogs with a donation jar, and then we also had you could vote for your favorite vehicle. We had four paper awards. We didn't do trophies or anything because we wanted all money to go to the flood victims. And you could vote for your favorite vehicle by putting a dollar in the envelope that was stuck on a vehicle.
That's what the envelopes were for. Okay, I was wondering. I didn't know. Okay, that's
so anyway, we had people just being overly generous. You know, we had one guy came. He has a Jeep. His sister has a Jeep. And their mother was with him, and you know, we were asking donation of $20 a vehicle. Well, they each gave 20 in their vehicle, and the mom gave 20, and she was just a passenger. Wow. She just wanted to, you know, give also. We had people giving me a 50, didn't want change back. So there was overwhelming support. I think some people came with a dollar figure that they were going to spend in their mind. They were giving this much, whether it went however they spent it. I saw people giving $10 for a hot dog.
Those were good hot dogs. I mean, Thomas had some good hot. They weren't that good. I mean, they were $10, but yeah. God bless them. God bless all
and
the people.
So
Thomas was great, by the way.
He was.
Robert Thomas and his dad. Did you see his dad?
Yeah, he was there, and there weren't a whole lot of people from the outside, but the participants were there. And like I said about sharing,
the Jeep universe was there.
Yeah, and so probably half of the people were from our club.
Yeah.
The other people found out about it, I don't know how, because there was all kinds of people.
You don't know how?
through you, I get you.
Okay. Oh, please.
Thank you, Dimitri.
I'm so humbled by that.
But anyway, there was a couple from Alliance. And she was originally from the Wheeling area, and they made the trip down, and there was a person from below Parkersburg that came. So, you know, there was people shared the message. Somehow they found out, and they wanted to be part of the...
It was great, and was. Thomas Auto Center did a terrific job. I've never seen a service area, you know, where they work on
that
the cars.
Clean.
That, exactly.
Yeah.
And he told me they hadn't even had a chance to mop up. This was before they mopped up, but it was already, you could eat off the floor.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
He
was
told
a great
me on
guy.
He told me on Friday, he says, yeah, they're calling for rain. He says, I'm gonna have the guys put all their tools away, get everything all ready so we can be inside if necessary.
Wow.
And the radar was even saying 2-3 o'clock rain was coming. So it never came until I had my doors off and windows out of I kept my soft top roof on, and we went
You've
out.
You've got group Stripper. Is that your car?
Striper. Striper. Yeah, I know.
Looks
okay.
Like Stripper. I'm just saying.
Hey, I went with a patriotic theme and named it Striper. But anyway, we were on our way home, and it started to drizzle a little bit when I got home, but it never, you know, never rained throughout the show.
Yeah, Robert did a great job.
He did.
All of them, they were just wonderful. They opened up the whole shop for you. Immaculate.
Yes.
I mean, honest to God, immaculate. And all the people there with the different unique... it's very personalized. It's very individual.
When you buy a Jeep, it's like you get a blank canvas and people do whatever they want with
yes, it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. What were some of your favorites there?
Well, my favorite was the one who came from below Parkersburg.
Which one did he have? The purple?
No, it was the blue Gladiator that they called it Mad Max. The big one. That on 43-inch tires and 4-inch lift.
Yes, I got pictures of that. Yes. And there was the woman who was giving it a thumbs up or whatever.
Yeah, and she's probably about 5'3". She had to have a stepladder to get in.
Oh, that was a big bruiser.
It was.
My word. What does that thing go for?
I have no idea because, you know.
I was intimidated by it. It was just parked there at the Thomas Auto Center.
Right. Yeah, when the tires are shoulder high.
There are pictures of that. By the way, you can see all the pictures, including all the videos on my page, Dimitri Vassilaris. It's the one that has the 7,500 followers. They're fake pages that have like two people following me from Nigeria. But mine is 7,500. That's the right one. We have lots and lots of pictures of you and everyone else, videos.
Yes.
All of it is there. It was absolutely wonderful. Tell me about the Nail City Jeep Club. When did this thing start? What's the history of this thing?
Jason Foose and a couple other guys were talking back in 2000 about, you know, why don't we just try to get together? And Jason started it and started a Facebook page, and that's where it kind of just developed from there. And then Jason got rid of his Jeep.
What?
Well,
heresy.
That was only for a short time, though, because he got another one right after that.
Yeah.
But so that's when I kind of, I'd always been active and just kind of took over at that point. And then, so Jason's back, he's got a Jeep back in the club again.
Ah,
and,
great. And why did he leave you?
Well, he just because he
You're getting pissy. Was he upset? He upset with you?
No, it was what? Got a Subaru. But he
from a Jeep to a Subaru.
Yeah, but that was for a short period.
Okay.
Jason, we love you. We just. But anyway, he started.
How many people do you have?
So on the Facebook page, we're over 1,000, but there is probably, I'm going to say there is probably 50 to 70 Jeeps that are.
Show up.
Yeah, different things. You know, some people like to go off-roading.
Yeah.
Other people like to just do like what we did yesterday. And so you have the different groups. Some people are mechanically inclined, and they can, if they beat their Jeep, they're going to fix it up the next week, ready to go out in the mud again. I'm not one of those. I have to pay to fix it if I do. And so I
don't want mud on my vehicle at all. I go to a car wash.
Yeah.
I would never fit into the Jeep universe. I just wouldn't.
No, you would, because I don't know this for fact, but I would say that Mad Max probably doesn't go off-road that often. Is the amount of money they have in that vehicle and the way that it looked. It was pristine.
Honestly, it was just pristine. A lot of cute kids there, too.
I know.
There were some darling little girls. My God, they were so cute.
There was two little girls that we were in the St. Clairsville Christmas Parade, and they have, the mom has a red Jeep, and they all dressed up, the mom, dad, and the girls were dressed up as the Grinch, and the little girls had, I can't remember, the Wendy Yoo-hoo or whatever her name is. They had their hair up on top of their head like
Betty Lou Who. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, they were all dressed up, but those little girls were there. But so yesterday, I forgot one thing.
Yes.
And that was a hat. And I know on the radio you can't see me, but I have no hair.
You can with
well,
Facebook
okay, so I have
live.
No hair.
Oh my God! Put your hat back on! Oh my word! This is no way to start a week.
But
anyway, you can see this in the Facebook live stream, by the way.
But I had no hat, and I was standing outside, and my wife always keeps a hat on the gear shift there, so when she's in the Jeep, she can control her hair somewhat. But anyway, it's Minnie Mouse and says love on it. And so my head was starting to get a little bit warm, so I put that Minnie Mouse hat on. And this one little boy came out, because Thomas had hats in there that he was giving away. And this little boy came out and he says, "Here, I got something for you." I guess he was embarrassed for me that I had to wear a Minnie Mouse hat. But so I got a new Jeep hat out of the
How old is this kid?
I don't know. Well, nine, I don't know which one got it. He was probably about 8 or 9, and his brother's probably 5 or something like that. But
an 8-year-old is embarrassed for you.
Because I had a Minnie Mouse hat on.
Oh, my goodness gracious. People want more information about Nail City Jeep Club. How do they do that? To get in touch with you?
Okay, we have a Nail City Jeep Club. Facebook page, or mine, Dave McLeod, or Jennifer Major, or...
Spell McLeod.
McLeod is McLeod. Okay. It doesn't quite look like McLeod, but that's how we pronounce it.
Right.
And Jennifer. I guess it's like Jennifer was here the other day, you know, Major Magyar. I'm from Shadyside. I've known her husband for years, and we call him Major. But
well,
anyway.
She's changing all of that. She is single-handedly changing. Yeah. She's delightful.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Is she great? All the people there were just great, and you raised over $1,000.
We did.
And when are you going to give the check, or did you already give the check?
We haven't yet. I'm going to call. We've talked to them, and also another location. We're splitting it between a couple locations, but yes.
That is
so
great.
Yep, we've had, and like you were saying, it's the people. It really is the people.
Yeah. If you want to socialize with really interesting, unique individuals, Nail City Jeep Club is the way to go.
And they're unique because
yes, they are.
You have people that are teachers, you've got people that are coal miners, you've got
everything.
A wide variety of people.
Yeah.
They only have one thing in common. They have a Jeep.
They don't just have Jeeps.
Yeah.
They love their Jeeps.
That's right.
Hey, we're almost out of time. If people want more information, what do you want to say to them right now about Nail City Jeep Club or anything else?
Well, that's, I guess, look us up on Facebook. That's how it kind of got started as a club, was a Facebook page. And I know not everybody's on Facebook, but that's where we kind of do our communications. We put events. And you know, sometimes people just do this Sunday, let's go for a ride. And we'll end up going past some lake. And somehow it ends up getting ice cream or food or something, always ends up being part of the deal usually. So.
That is great. Well, God bless Nail City Jeep Club. God bless you and Jennifer and everyone else and that Hulk Hogan mustache guy.
Robert Thomas.
Robert Thomas, right. I didn't realize it was a big deal when I first met him. You know, yeah. I was kind of rude to him or whatever, because that's just the way I am. Had I realized he was that important, I would have been a lot nicer to him. You got to talk with him about that.
Okay.
He didn't realize how important you were. But they were all kidding aside. They were all just great. Great work, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, goodbye. You want to say goodbye to our Facebook friends here? All right. I know you've got to get out at 7:20. It's 7:20. So if you're going to be late for anything, don't blame me.
I contacted my supervisor, told him I might be a minute or two late.
Just use my name. He'll say, oh, Dimitri. That's okay. All right, Dave. Thank you so very much. And thank everyone, Nail City Jeep Club, Jennifer, the rest of you. Thank you so very much. All the money going to the flood victims. Win-win.